welcome to this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast, sponsored by Axis Communications. Now, slightly different format this week in that I'm going to be talking to multiple people. And who are those people, you might ask? Well, we are 1 week on only from the Fraud Awards in the UK. And my goodness me, what an evening that was. Taking place after the Retail Risk Leicester Conference, which was at the King Power Stadium, home of Leicester City Football Club. But in the evening, the Fraud Awards took place for the first time at the King Power since 2019. And we had well over 500 people in the room, full black tie, as many of you will know from being there. Following the awards, the party went on till the early hours of the morning, people celebrating their successes, catching up with colleagues. It was an amazing evening. So obviously during the course of the night, there was seven retailer awards, culminating in Retail Risk Director of the Year. And there was seven vendor awards, one of the highlights of that being the Vendor of the Year. Now, the judging panel for the Fraud Awards, as always, is an all retailer judging panel. And then the Vendor of the Year, the judges are really looking for a vendor that's gone over and above, if you like, more than being just a vendor, but have really contributed to the overall success of their clients, and have gone, you know, typically above and beyond. The winner this year was Retail Asset Solutions, RAS, R-A-S, I had the absolute pleasure of catching up with Lois Haywood, Chief Executive Officer of RAS, just yesterday to have a chat with her about their success. So, Lois, my goodness me, Vendor of the Year at the Fraud Awards. How about that?
I know, we were absolutely chuffed a bit on that. It was thrilling. I think everybody always goes, oh, we don't think we'll win, we'll not win. And we genuinely looked at the category, and you know, there were some very impressive bedfellows in that category. So we were absolutely delighted to have won that. So yeah, the whole team did celebrate a little, I have to admit.
Yeah, I must admit though, the jumping up and down, the enthusiasm, you know, it is amazing. And, you know, you realize how much it means to people. And I think, you know, the fact that this is an all retailer judging panel. So this isn't just, yeah, this goes through two rounds of sifting before we get even to the shortlist. And then the judges look again before they come down to an overall winner. So, you know, big, big credit and big hats off. And, you know, what's that kind of sort of, if you like, you know, peer review due to the buoyancy around the office? Was it still sort of, well, maybe a few sore heads the next day, but still a good feel-good factor, I think?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely so pleasing. As you say, that the panel who were judging it were the retailers, and ultimately it was a endorsement of the work that we've done over the last, I would say, 12 months, actually, you know, the 18 months since the pandemic hit us all. And as a management team, we had a decision to make. We could either batten down the hatches, close the business down, take the furlough money and, you know, sort of wave to everybody and say, see you on the other side, you know. Or we could, which we ultimately did, was take the decision to support our retail partners. So, you know, our customers were crying out for resource and help. They got their own team members were off poorly with self-isolating. So, you know, we made the decision that we would go out there and we would support them. So going outside our normal work and comfort zone. And it was a decision that we didn't take lightly. We had a huge amount of support on the health and safety side. We monitored our processes every single day. We had a version control going out. But what it also did mean was that when we did start to come blinking out into the light, if you like, at the end of it, we were able to resume our normal services seamlessly because our teams had carried on working throughout. And I've got to be honest, Paul, the teams were absolutely superb in that period. Nobody had to work. It was purely by choice. They could either choose to work or not work. And almost every single colleague went out and worked. And we were just so delighted that they did stand up and really help the retailers. And I think ultimately that's why the retailers sort of stood behind us on the nomination. And then, you know, obviously the panel saw that as well. So that it's for every single colleague who went out there and worked in depots, in stores, you know, and worked so hard. You know, we couldn't be more grateful to them. And the award is for them, absolutely for them.
Yeah, and I guess the fact that so many of your colleagues and team members actually did work through that process, that there must be something resembling a good culture within the business going on for them to do that, because, you know, if the option to sit at home was there, you know, a few may have taken that, but the fact that they all came out and got involved, I guess was, you know, must speak volumes about, you know, the management style and how that cascades down through the business as well.
No, absolutely. I think the managers are superb in the business, and we did make the effort to recognise the individuals. So we, as a company, we gained key worker status so that we could sort of allow our people to work. We recognised them as key workers. We had like little rainbow badges made on their lanyards, and those, they're really proud of them. You know, those who are wearing them now, that's because I worked through COVID and helped those retailers. But yeah, I mean, the culture is really, really important thing to us at RAS. We really do work hard on making sure that our team members know that they're appreciated and recognised. And, you know, we did do some like little podcasts ourselves for the team members, just the directors, to be able to say to them, look, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. We know the retailers appreciate it. And we got some of our clients to join in on those as well. And it does mean a lot to people when they know that you do appreciate what they're doing and you care about them.
Yeah, I heard rumours of some out of tune YMCA in complete costumes with your podcast. So I'm hoping that might surface one day and we can broadcast.
I've paid a lot of money to keep those under wraps.
Look, so you guys helped out throughout the sort of the most challenging times, but just give me a quick overview and you know, not everybody surprisingly will know RAS. What, as a business, what are you focusing on looking ahead to over the next, and let's hope the next 12-18 months of getting back to more normality? What's on the agenda?
I think you're right. I think a lot of people who know RAS or RAS or Retail Asset Solutions, whatever, you know, you want to call us, know us very much as a stock taking business, and that certainly is our roots and our heritage. But we've also diversified into other areas, into our supply chain management business, our pharmacy, which is a specialist division, some really talented and skillful colleagues work in that division. And then, you know, store support, which is, you know, essentially merchandising. Right now, right this minute, what we're concentrating on is our festive delivery program. Once again, mainly into grocers to actually help them make sure they've got the stock on the shelves for Christmas. I mean, Christmas has come a little bit early for some of the grocers, with a little bit of pre-Christmas shopping because of the worry about sort of supplies and stuff. But we have a massive festive program on at the moment. So delivering temporary labor into store, into depot, that's a really challenging time for the business because, as everybody knows, the labor market is hot out there. So, you know, being our normal requirement to help for stores on that has gone through the roof this year, as, you know, sort of the stores are struggling with their normal staff, let alone sort of the extras festive. But moving on to next year, what does next year look like? I mean, stock taking is very busy. I think some of the clients who haven't done a cycle for a couple of years because of the pandemic have sort of come back. And so we have a very, very full Q1 next year. So I think we'll have a teeny weeny little rest over Christmas, for probably Christmas Day, Boxing Day, that'll be it. And then huge amounts of planning for Q1. Supply chain business continues to thrive. Invested a huge amount in technology in that, you know, since we were carved out of the parents. So we've been 3.5 years, you know, as a NBO. Wow. And we have invested massively in our supply chain technology. And that's continued to bring real benefit to retailers, giving them a huge visibility of their accuracy through supply chain. So, yeah, so, you know, we don't sit back and rest on anything. It just seems to be, you know, every day brings another challenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, but yeah, the challenges are the opportunities, aren't they, as well? So that's it. And I have to say, you know, you guys, you know, since you sort of came out of the OCS business, it's fair to say, you know, you've carved out you know, a very credible in your own niche, if you like, over and above, if you don't mind me saying, where perhaps you sat within OCS. I think getting to the shortlist for Vendor of the Year was amazing. You have huge congratulations from me, and I know lots of other people in the industry, for getting the big one on the vendor side, which is that Vendor of the Year. I wish you every success over the coming months and years. I do hope you manage to take more than 2 days off to recuperate over Christmas. At least go the extra day and take that that bank holiday in the workday. But Lois, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Continue to bask in the glory, and I look forward to seeing you again in the near future. But for now, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations there again to Lois and all of the team at RAS for their success in winning Vendor of the Year. Now, before we come on to our next winner that I'm going to speak with in a moment, we're just going to take a brief pause and hear from our sponsors, Axis.
These days, surveillance cameras aren't just for monitoring a specific area, because with analytics, those cameras can do so much more. Like with any new development, there has been some hype, some disappointments, and lots of new options for the collection and use of data. Axis enables a smarter and safer world by creating network solutions that provide insights for improving security and new ways of doing business. For more information about Axis, please visit our website, www.axis.com.
So welcome back to this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast. Obviously, we've spoken to Lois at the outset. And then one of the other awards, or one of the main ones that we had on the evening, was the most innovative in-store surveillance solution. Now, this has often seen some of the bigger names within the industry win the awards. But this time around, the judges actually crowned a company called Checklins as the overall winner. Now, a new name to the UK market, they're an Austrian company, which has some very cool AI-based technology, really looking at unpaid items and pushouts at the checkout. I caught up literally a couple of hours ago with Konstantin Heller, who is the sales and marketing director for Checklins. They, unfortunately, because restrictions in Austria, weren't able to make the trip over to see how they got on in the evening. But as you'll see, absolutely delighted with their win and already are plotting their trip to Retail Risk London in May next year.
So yeah, hi there, Konstantin. Thank you very much for joining me on this week's Retail Risk podcast. My goodness me, most innovative in-store surveillance solution. And you guys have just won. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic. And I would like to thank you, Retail Knowledge, and especially the jury for this awesome award. Thanks.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's worth saying, you know, it's an all retailer judging panel. So that just wasn't me sat there looking at your website thinking, my goodness, this looks quite cool. This was, you know, an international body of retailers and experts have looked at it, read the submission, and giving you the overall award. So, I mean, you know, you've got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And not only does it give us credibility, but we just celebrated our third anniversary, yeah, in late October. So it's a very important award of recognition also for the big team. We're more than 120 co-workers and team colleagues now, and it so sort of shows them it pays off the work and the additional hours.
Yeah, I guess there's that validation. So come on, you know, relatively new. I mean, 3 years old, amazing growth. Just starting to sort of get some awareness, if that's not too rude to say. But give me a little bit of an overview of the business and what it is you guys actually do on a day-to-day.
Yeah, definitely. What we do is we use computer vision, especially object recognition. So all we need is basically a simple camera and our software or our AI, our algorithms, in order to detect products. And AI works simply on strong graphic processing units. There has been a big peak in performance in the past years. We use CCTV cameras that are scaled a million times. And what we do is we track whether all the products that are being brought into the checkout area are also scanned. So what we can do is we match the products that are visible with the basket that has been scanned. And if there is an error, then we can remind customers to correct the checkout themselves, to correct the basket. And if that doesn't happen, we can sort of escalate it to a coworker support interaction. That's basically it. We developed it. We're based in Salzburg in Austria, have three other offices also in Vienna and in Sarajevo and Moscow. And Salzburg is headquartered in all the research. We have the team leads of data processing and finance there. And yeah, already a big team and quite some international retailers also that we're working for.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, that I love that, you know, offer the, you know, remind the customer to correct is a great way of putting it, give them a little gentle nudge. But, you know, that has been an issue in terms of, you know, from a retail perspective for decades now, to make sure both, you know, by error and also, you know, sort of underhand activity. So, yeah, wish you every success for that. Now, you mentioned the 120 there. Is there anybody in particular you just want to shout out and say, okay, you did a particularly great job? Or, you know, as I alluded to before we came on air, is it all about you? It's just you, Constantine. You run everything. And everybody else supports your efforts. This is what I've heard. Is this true?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the teamwork. And I think with everybody contributing to the functioning of the system, and also that operations run smoothly, and the whole team, like, doing the best in order to first satisfy the customer and lead to a high accuracy. But there's somebody I would like to particularly thank, and that's especially Sonja, who has been preparing, Sonja Rieger, who is preparing a lot of the award participation and who is doing a great job at marketing at our company.
Fantastic. So, yeah. A pat on the back and maybe a bottle of something fizzy if that's appropriate for Sonja as well for efforts. Look, amazing. Thank you so much for finding a few minutes to talk to me. I'm absolutely thrilled for you. Congratulations again on the award. And, you know, fingers crossed all of this situation, silliness, whatever we might want to call it, calms down and we can get you out of Austria and see you at a retail risk event soon so we can all shake your hand and talk to you in person. But for now, Constantine, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Paul. I'm really looking forward to participating next year. And know with this validation, first time in the UK market, I'm sure that we will also be in one or the other retail store in the UK next year. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks. Now, take care.
So great to speak to Constantine. Now, as you can see, absolutely delighted with their award. And be fascinating to see who their first client or two is in the UK as they continue their expansion. But only 3 years old, 120 staff already on board. And I know they've got some really cool European retail clients. So one to watch for sure. Now, my third and final person that I've caught up with so far in this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast is none other than Iona Blake from Boots. Iona has been doing some terrific work within Boots around employee safety, engagement, and really the award for the brand new FACE Award, which is the Frontline Ambassadors of Customer Experience, which was launched to recognise some of the broader projects going on within retail that touched across safety and risk. And this was an absolutely huge success as an award, lots and lots of entries. And it was amazing to see Iona and her team at Boots take first prize. And I again had the pleasure of catching up with Iona also just a couple of hours ago. And this is what she had to say.
So hi there, Iona. Thank you very much for joining me on this week's Retail Risk Podcast. My goodness me, the Fraud Awards just recently taken place and you've only gone and won the FACE Award, dedicated to frontline ambassadors. You absolutely nailed it and came away with the first prize, the gong, the top award. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Honestly, we were so excited to even make the shortlist to get the award on the night. I think it was fair to say everyone could see it on our face. We were delighted, I think is the best way to put it. But yeah, it was great. Really, really lovely moment in time for the team and for everything that we've been working for.
Yeah, and I think the thing to say there is that, yeah, people sometimes forget, A, To make the shortlist in itself is a huge achievement. Some of the categories, you literally, you know, for every 10 entries that come in, there's only two that make it through to the shortlist. And so to make that shortlist in the first place is amazing. And it's an all retailer judging panel as well. So it's not me sat in a room picking out my favorites. It's peer reviewed. So, you know, huge credibility. But, you know, in terms of the program, just could you explain a little bit about what it does, what the initiative is, and how it actually works? What is the Safer City program?
Yeah, definitely. So Safer City program started in October of last year. Should have started in the March 2020, but something else kind of got in the way. So we kind of had to move it along into the year. But Safer City was all around. We know if we just move guarding around from door to door, we're just going to move the problem next door. And the whole program was around how do we take a geography and wrap almost a ring of steel around it. And we started really with Birmingham City Centre, which any retailer will tell you is a tough place to retail. And, you know, whatever we could do to make things easier and give more better days back to our team felt like the right thing to do. And as an initiative, it has four separate pillars. So one of those is around capability, so helping the team be the best that they can be every single day. So have we got the right training, we've got the right communication and all of that. The other side of that is technology. So we introduced body-worn cameras for colleagues across all of the 25 stores in the area. We put additional CCTV connectivity, all sorts of anything and everything. We chuck the kitchen sink and then some at them. The third pillar is around how do we work differently with policing? So real intelligence-led ways of working together, bundling up evidence, really targeting on the prolific offenders rather than few opportunistic randoms. And then the fourth one was around partnership. So how do we work better with our local partners? Because you can put a ring of steel around your store, but our team members still have to walk through that local community to get to work. So how do we help them feel safer traveling to work? How do we work differently with the council, with the local retail crime partnership team, and also with our retail colleagues? So we've done lots and lots of different work, some great work with West Midland Police in particular. So yeah, it's been really exciting. So Birmingham went live, and then we went live with Sheffield in April of this year. And we've just gone live with London Borough of Newham. So yeah, what pandemic? It's not slowed us down. We've still gone at it. We've just had to find different ways of doing things, Paul. So the training, we've done lots of stuff virtually. We've done virtual tours through stores to kind of have chats with teams. It's been really good. It's really exciting.
And I have to say, you know, each of those pillars I've seen retailers focus on and get some success. But this is the first time I'm aware that anybody's done, you know, all four simultaneously and actually made them all work simultaneously. And I'm sure you'll be critical and say we could make them better. But I think seeing all four in tandem, live, and with a rollout that's going, I mean, yeah, it was clearly a standout program. And you know, and also that's why, you know, the judges awarded you first prize. But in terms of, you know, colleague engagement on the ground, what's the feedback been from, you know, people in the stores at the front line? You know, I'm guessing they're loving it in terms of the attention and you know, feeling loved.
Yeah, and you know, feeling loved was absolutely the emotion we got. And when we went out to do the launch at the early stages of October, and we made sure every single store in the program had a visit, personal visit, not just a remote visit, because we felt that was important. And we also, every single colleague in the area was given a goodie bag or a welcome bag to the program, which was sponsored by our suppliers at the time. So every single team member had a personal panic alarm, which was Boots branded. They had a portable mobile phone charger. They had additional face coverings that had been provided, hand sanitizer. We put loads of stuff into the little bundle just so they felt they were part of it. So even if you're a part-timer that did the 4 hours a week, it's still really important to what we're trying to achieve here. The feedback we've had, so we had one team member go, this feels like the biggest investment in my personal safety for many, many years. We had a couple of quite tearful people going, this is incredible what you're doing for us. What was great, though, was hearing the feedback from the leaders probably about 8 weeks down the line, where they said, this isn't just about one thing. It isn't just about the body cameras or just about the goodie bags. It's been about how we all talk about it. It's been about the culture that we're trying to shift. And even just seeing police officers come into the store more often, it's changed. It really started to break down some of those relationship issues that were there before. So some of these stores just weren't reporting any crime. And now they're reporting what they're seeing. So yeah, it's going after all of it was exhausting in some respects, but it was totally the right thing to do. Because if you just focus on one thing, you'll only get 25% of the opportunity there. So.
Yeah, and amazing that, you know, and even on these programs, sometimes they have their trial and then they sort of fade away. But, you know, you've gone to a second, now a third location. Are you looking at your map of the Boots estate and subconsciously plotting out the next 10 rollouts? does anybody in senior management know that yet? Or I guess you should call them at every opportunity.
We'll conquer the world, Paul. What we're trying to do now is take some of the learning from the project to go, what could you, if you were an area manager in a location that isn't in a tougher place as Birmingham, but you still want to do some of it, how could you self-service some of that activity? So the framework that we're working on right now hopefully will really support other leaders taking a little bit of what we've done to try and make things better for their teams. Mm. But trust me, I've got retail leaders chasing me going, are we next? But we've been quite strategic. We've gone after where they're the big opportunities though. But no, it's exciting.
Yeah, oh, I mean, you know, to have a change programme where you've got people that are going to be impacted by it, chasing you to roll out something that's going to change their environment. I think, you know, how often do you hear that about a new project rolling out? Normally it's, you know, oh, we don't want this, we don't, you know, we don't need it kind of stuff. So yeah, well done you with the PR exercise, you know, getting in the corporate jet and flying around the estate to share the greetings. Now, I know, you know, I was there and saw the emotion on the night, and there was, you know, huge congratulations. And a lot of people in the room were pleased to see you and your team get that award as well. But is there anybody else you want to do a shout out to? You know, who's on the ground, who deserves maybe a call out or a pat on the back for this as well?
Oh, blimey. So a massive shout out to some of the area managers that have been really influential in what we've been doing. So Jenny, Baljit, Shilan, Louise, Claire. So this has to be leader-led embedded. Mm. And they've really kind of ran with it across their location and gone, you know what, we're going to knock it out of the park. Our field team, so our store operational support team, they've been really important in everything that we've done. Our suppliers, because they've been out to all of the stores, they've been out and doing visits. Reveal are the body-worn cameras team that we've used. And even without me asking them for support, they've just popped into some of the stores to go, you were a bit struggling, how are you getting on with it now? Is there any additional support we can give you? And they've done that proactively rather than us doing it. So it's been a real community effort. TSS have been epic, Axis have been awesome, and Vindex in particular. It's a community effort. You know, you hear people go, it takes the village. Well, it absolutely takes the community to kind of really drive this forward. And interestingly, I hear a lot of negative feedback about West Midlands Police. They've been brilliant in this programme and really supported us, as have South Yorkshire Police. So I've got nothing but kind of love for the community and how people have run towards it on this. So yeah, and then a tiny little thank you, especially to my team, Alan, Darren and Tim, who have worked their bums off to get this working. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and amazing. I think that says a lot about Boots and you and your leadership team, because it's very easy for suppliers to just be suppliers. And I guess when they feel along for the ride, invested in what's going on. And the same with the police as well. You know, they've got a million and one pulls on their time, and it's about the relationship, isn't it? And, you know, hats off to you and the rest of the Boots team for building those relationships, because clearly there's a lot of cogs have to all move simultaneously and together to make this happen. So huge congratulations again. I think, like I say, there was a lot of very pleased people for you and the rest of the Boots team in that room. The jumping up and down, shouting, and some of the photos which I've seen out there are absolutely all justified, and you should completely live in that moment and revisit it over and over again wherever necessary. But Iona, for now, thank you. Amazing. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Congratulations again, and the best of luck for a few more gongs at awards in the future.
Brilliant. Thank you, Paul.
So that concludes our very brisk run through of three winners from last week's Fraud Awards for this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast, sponsored by Axis Communications. We are busily grabbing thoughts, comments, insights from some of our other winners, and I will be back with those in the very near future. But for now, have a fabulous rest of the week. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will talk to you again soon.